Hello, everyone. This is Jennifer Brown, Family Consumer Science Agent within North Carolina Cooperative Extension Service. I want to provide you with some information about how to develop a household and food budget. This is extremely important for your home, no matter what your financial situation is. And this information is delivered by our More in My Basket program. This program helps people find out if they are eligible for applying for food and nutrition services, such as SNAP benefits, formerly known as food stamps. If you think that you might qualify or are interested in a quick screening to see if you are eligible, you can contact 1-855-240-1451. And that phone number, along with other information, recipes, tips, and information on a household budget, can be found on their website at morefood.org. So, providing some information to you about developing a household budget, we understand that it can be very time consuming, but it's a very important exercise for everyone, no matter how much or how little you earn. The first thing is to keep track of your income and your expenses. So your income is all of the money and resources that are coming into your household, and the expenses are all of those things that you spend your money on. It could include unplanned spending, such as, you know, paying an auto mechanic to fix your car if it breaks down. So the best thing that we want you to do is to make a list first about your needs and wants, because budgeting is about choices. And one choice to think about is your needs versus want. So a need is something we must have, shelter, food. A want is something, it's not a necessity, but we'd like to have it. So making a list about what you need and what you want. Maybe you can't afford something you want right now, but you can save up a little bit at a time and have that as a long-term goal of something of yours. So again, creating a household budget is not something you're going to accomplish today. But we do have handouts and other materials from the More in My Basket program that you can contact our extension office. We've got upcoming workshops that and videos that we're going to create to provide information to you about how to see if you are eligible to apply for SNAP benefits, formerly known as food stamps, or just to get information about how to help do a food budget or a household budget, because that's something everyone needs. So we have workshops that can give you information about maybe breaking down some of your expenses into different categories. You know, how much money are you spending on food versus transportation versus your health costs, personal and family costs, or just other costs that you have? And the only way to do that is to really keep an accurate account. So you may start right now and track your expenses for the next week, the next month, and go from there. Or you could look back at a former bank statement and see where you were spending your money on last month. That might give you an idea. You can simply track it for a month, multiply that, track your expenses for a week, and then multiply that by four to get the amount of money you might typically spend in a month. And then just compare it, your expenses to your income. Are you overspending each month? And maybe that's why you don't have anything in savings. Is there anything you can do to increase your income? Maybe getting a part-time job, selling something that you make, or again, applying for SNAP benefits, applying for food stamps. That would help increase your income. You can decrease expenses, whether it's, you know, cutting out something that you don't need, preparing more meals at home, shopping around for the best price. There's several things that you can do. So again, when you're looking at a food budget, it's the same thing as developing a household budget. Identify your sources of income and figure out how much money you have for food. It could be that you apply for SNAP benefits and that you are getting some assistance. It could be that you go and get food from one of the local food pantries or churches. There's a variety of different things. And then you write down your expenses. Again, these are expenses of food. Maybe you'll notice that, wow, I'm eating a lot of food or meals out. That can cut down your costs. Are you buying all name brand? Can you switch to store brands? Are you buying fruits and veggies when it's not in season? So that has increased your costs. There's a lot of different tips. And again, we're going to be having a workshop coming up in May where we're going to provide information about developing a household and food budget. You can contact the Extension office at 336-599-1195 to register for that workshop, as well as check us out on Facebook at Person Granville FCS, and we will have a video up there about the More in My Basket program and how to find out if you're eligible. You can go to their website at morefood.org or call their 1-800 number at 1-855-240-145 to talk with a person from the More in My Basket program, and they can help answer your questions, help you complete a quick eligibility screening, and provide any assistance with completing the food and nutrition services application. This has been Jennifer Brown, Family Consumer Science Agent within North Carolina Cooperative Extension Service. Thanks for tuning in.